Not a week goes by without a story coming across one's inbox or Facebook feed about the horrors of airline travel. Long delays, cancellations, being booted off or dragged off a flight. The frustrations of flying from point A to point B are known to us all. But honestly, usually the experience involves a couple of plastic cups of ginger ale, completing a Sudoku puzzle on the airline magazine, watching a mediocre movie, and suddenly you're safely at your destination, hundreds of miles across a continent. We all have to admit that, in many ways, it beats a year in a covered wagon with typhoid fever and animal attacks and scurvy. However, there is a middle ground, and there's something to be said for it. I have several times moved across the country and taken a week to make the drive. An airplane ride involves being almost completely removed from the land you are traversing. But when you travel by car, you are spending hours watching plains gradually give way to mountains, farmland transform to desert. You stop and you hear local accents, eat food in local restaurants, see quirky sights reflecting local culture. There's inevitably the wrenches thrown into the works. I've been stranded on highways with flat tires, gotten lost on back roads, been held back for hours by traffic and construction delays, and no cross-country trip is complete without the need for a bathroom that won't be available for many miles. Making a journey, a real physical journey with stops and adventures and frustrations and surprises, is something that always makes an impression. And at the outset of this week's Torah portion, the final Torah portion in this fourth Torah book, the book of Numbers, there are 47 whole verses detailing every individual stop and camping place that the Israelites made as they journeyed for 40 years across the wilderness. In fact, the portion itself is called Maaseh, which means journeys. Why so much attention to every stop along the way? What's the point? I mean, the whole thing is about getting from Egypt to Israel, right? So why should we be spending all this time reading about all this stuff in the middle? Our tradition has always understood the Israelites' journey to not just being about physically getting from point A to point B. Our rabbis understood journey to be about the travels and transitions of our lives. We journey when we change jobs or careers. We journey when we change relationships. We journey when we decide to undergo religious conversion. After we experience a death or a birth, anything related to a transition between point A and point B on the path of life is a journey. And we learn lessons about our own life transitions through Jewish wisdom shared about this very early Torah transition of the Israelite people. Among the many writings on this part of Torah, called Maaseh, I'm going to focus on three different themes. And you might find that you relate to one or the other of them in terms of the times in your own life when you are in between, moving from one thing in your life to another thing. A teacher from the 11th century, Rabbi Moshe Hardarshan, asks, why does the Torah give us this really long list of details about every single place the Israelites stopped on their wanderings? Because if you add them up and you don't count the first year or the last year, so we toss those, there's a lot of moving around, so we toss those out, they only move 20 times. That's barely any moves, he says, at all in 38 years. So to Rabbi Moshe, this section of Torah is here to show God's kindness. To Rabbi Moshe, making changes and moves and transitions is like punishment. So the fewer changes, the better. To him, a good life is a life where things basically stay the same. Here's another view from Rabbi Tanhuma, who lived around the 9th century. He said that this section of the portion Maaseh can be compared to a story of a king whose son is very sick. The king takes his son on a long journey to find a doctor who can cure him. After a long trip, they find someone who successfully treats the son, and the son returns to full health. So now it's time for them to go home again. And as they go home, they pass all the places they were in when they didn't know how this mission was going to turn out. So every place they pass, the king says to his son, and the son was sort of out of it when they were on the way that way, says to his son, "Oh, this is the place we stayed when you had that bad fever. This is the place we slept and your head hurt. This is where we ate, and I thought that you might be getting better," and so on, all the way home. So what is Rabbi Tanhuma teaching by sharing this fable about the king and his son? To Rabbi Tanhuma, remembering back to all the steps and the stops along the way of making a life change is part of a process of healing. Reflecting back on exactly how we got to a place in our lives and recalling all the details helps us process and appreciate where we are now. Looking back at events in our lives that brought us to our present place can give us understanding and even greater gratitude for where and how we ended up. Here's a third idea about the Torah's detailed description of the Israelites' stops and starts and journey. From Sforno. Sforno was an Italian rabbi and philosopher who lived in the 1500s. He says, "God wished to write the travels of Israel to inform us of their great merit in following God to and through the wilderness. They journeyed in such a way that made them fit to enter the promised land of Israel." So Sforno's idea about the Israelites' journey is that it wasn't just for the purpose of physically getting themselves to the land. The journey itself, the experiences, the hardships, the bumps along the road, all of it, all of those things molded them and shaped their characters in a way that brought them maturity. It shaped them emotionally and spiritually. This time of transition created people who were able to live life on a higher level. So much of life is transitions. In fact, our TBS adult education theme for our community this year is "Transitions Happen. Can You Make Change?" Not only will many individuals go through a variety of life transitions over the course of the year, but of course our congregation is entering a time of transition in our rabbinic leadership. How will each of us see the process of change? Will we see it like Rabbi Moshe as a hardship? Will we see it like Rabbi Tanhuma as something to get through and look back on with some nostalgia and a sense of gratitude? Will we see it like Sforno as a time of expansion and learning? Will we sometimes see it all of these ways at different times? Realistically, there are times when life change brings frustration. The metaphoric flat tires and construction delays. But we should not be blinded by the occasional hurdles to the great opportunity for growth that transition offers us. Just like a long car trip enables you to expand your horizons, see new things as it changes and opens you, so do journeys in life, going through personal changes and communal changes, provide you mind-expanding and life-enhancing opportunities, and learning things about yourself and others that you never expected. On this Shabbat Maaseh, the Shabbat of journeys, may you be open to the transitions and the changes of life, the rich lessons and gifts and blessings that transition provides. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will. Amen.